Audio Now.
Hello Holly, the podcast about interior, trends, and friends.
Hi, I'm Holly Becker from the interior blog Decorate. I'm an author, a stylist, and I have my own magazine called Holly, and now my new podcast about interior, zeitgeist, and friendship. Are you ready? Welcome to today's episode of Hello Holly, where I'm going to tackle a topic that most people dread. Cleaning and organizing the house. First, I want you to think about your favorite hotel, okay? So mentally go there with me. Why do you love that hotel so much? Why do you love hotels so much in general? Because there isn't much in the room. Think about it. When you first enter a hotel room, you put your luggage down, you lay your jacket on the bed, you can breathe, you can relax. Everything has a place in the room. It's clean, it's organized. Sometimes it's best to have less, and a hotel room can really teach us this, and also to have better systems in place and to live with exactly the things that you love instead of being a pack rat. Your home can support you in the best way if everything has a place and you don't waste time and get stressed out trying to find things like your keys or a pair of boots. So let's get started with today's podcast, which is about tidying up your home for spring, and it's going to give you 10 ways to do that, okay? So please follow along. Maybe you want to grab a notebook and a pencil and just start jotting some of these ideas down, because I really know for a fact that they work because I do them myself on a regular basis. And I know that when you listen to a podcast like this, you can walk away and think, oh God, that was so much content. I don't know what to do. I feel overwhelmed. So if you just hear something and you quickly jot it down, you can do those things when the podcast is over and you can start to implement some of these ideas right away. And I would love to hear you have done that, because it makes me excited, because I know that the podcast has reached you, it's encouraged you, and you're able to do something in your home that you love. Okay, so let's get started. Here are my 10 tips. Start with one room. When I want to start tidying up my home, I take it one room at a time. I usually start with the room that irritates me the most, the space that I no longer enjoy being in. I go in with a notebook and pen, and I look around to see where the pain points are. What needs mending, replaced, cleaned, removed, or better organized? What systems in place work? But even more importantly, which ones don't. I also make a list of what needs attention right away, and I set a plan of action along with a deadline. And you know what else I do? I learned this from Instagram in all of my years as a blogger. I take a photo of the room, and then I look at the photo, because often in a photo, our eyes catch the flaws quickly, and we see everything that doesn't work right away. As I'm looking at the room, I remind myself too to be honest. Do I really need the 200 DVDs in my cabinet? Or, you know, think about it, I'm watching Netflix and Amazon Prime. Do I need, like I said, all of these DVDs? Maybe I can decrease my collection. What about you? Maybe you could decrease the size of your collections too, whether it's DVDs or all of those white vases that you've been buying for years. Take one room at a time, because it eliminates stress. If you approach your whole house, it becomes super challenging and stressful. So just take it one room at a time. Now that's the most straightforward tip. So let's go to the next one, because I think this will also help you. Schedule tidying up onto your calendar. Which I'd like to really highlight that this is important, because if you don't schedule time to do it, it never gets done. Things that we don't naturally love to do never get done, right? So schedule a weekend for spring cleaning and make a list of what you will do in each room. Get the family involved if possible. Vacuum corners you usually avoid, and spots like under the bed and sofa. Wash the curtains, wipe down the doors and above them, and clean the windows. As you tick off boxes, you're going to feel so accomplished and so much better, and you and your family will enjoy the results, especially when you look around and your home feels cleaner and like new. So definitely schedule in time to tidy up. The third tip is box it up. In addition to cleaning, one thing that I like to do is to take a box into each room and remove 5 things that I can throw out or donate. Choose things that are worn out, outdated, or rarely used. If you have a hard time getting rid of things, invite a friend over to help you who doesn't have an emotional attachment to your objects. I like to put things in my cellar room that I'm not sure about versus throwing them away right away. Often I find that in a few months I miss them and I go back and I bring them back into my home, or I go back to the cellar and I realize I didn't miss these things. And then that's when I realize that I should just donate or maybe sell them. Sometimes we fear breaking our attachments to objects because it's like losing part of ourselves. Maybe we feel like we're letting go of the past. So in those cases, sometimes you just need to take a photo of the object. Maybe you can take a photo of that piece in your home and then you keep it and you always can look back at it and say, yeah, you know, that was my favorite sofa. I used to love that yellow sofa. And you have it. So you're still owning it in a way. It's in a photo on your iPhone, but it's not something that's actually taking up space in your home. It's out of the house. It's also interesting to think about the next point, because I find that it's one of those points that, yeah, a lot of people don't like to do. It's opening the drawers and closets. I know, right? This is terrifying. It's like opening Pandora's box. You don't know what's going to fall on you. You don't know what you're getting yourself into when you open drawers, especially the drawers that you don't use every day. To get myself ready for this podcast, I did something for you. I did this myself. I went into my bedroom and I took my closets in my bedroom. Yes, closets, plural, not one, 2 closets. I took all my clothes out. I put everything on the bed and I took everything out of my drawers and dumped that on the bed too. So I had everything there. I had dresses and jeans and night clothes and everything. And I realized, oh my God, this is a mountain. I was hoarding so much. And to be honest, I was using my closet and the other closet as half of my husband's. So he only had 1/2 a closet and I had 1.5 closets, which I'm shy to admit that, but maybe some of you can relate. When I looked at everything, I thought, okay, this is crazy. This is like a crazy person. I need to make 3 piles, a keep pile, a donate pile, and a throwaway pile. The keep pile went back into my closet. The donate pile went to some friends and to charity, and the throwaway pile was very small, and it ended up disappearing into the trash bin. Now my husband has his closet back 100%, so he's so happy. I remember when I showed him, when he came into the bedroom, I said, look, I gave you your closet back, and I opened the door, and he just was quiet. He didn't say anything. He was so happy. And I thought, wow, I can't believe it. I didn't realize it kind of bugged him that I was taking up 1/2 of his closet, but it was. And I guess he just didn't want to say anything. Since we're talking about clothes and clothing storage, I want to now get into tip 5, because from tip 5 to 10, I'm going to structure things a little bit differently and give you tips for some of the rooms in your home. So you can think about now in tip 5, the bedroom. Okay, so let's start with the bedroom and then we'll move on to the kids' room and the bathroom and so forth. So tip 5, the bedroom. Here are some quick ways to tidy up in a few hours or less. Okay, you ready? Get that notebook out and write these things down. Turn your mattress over and vacuum both sides. That's one thing you can do. The second thing is to wash your pillows and duvet in the machine if they're machine washable. Next, you can air your bedroom out for a full day. If you're not home, maybe open the window, shut the door, and just get that negative old air out of the room and bring in the fresh positive air. This is so good for your health and for sleeping at night, and your sleep quality will be so much better. Also, change your bedding to lighter sheets and less blankets. Keep a blanket in the closet or at the foot of the bed for cooler nights. Put winter clothes away and bring in spring clothes. And as you put the winter clothes away, determine what really needs to go to storage and what needs to go away forever. Don't just store everything. Store only what you plan to bring back out again in the next season. Tip 6 is the kids' room. Oh God, the kids' room. All right, let's talk about this. So if you look through the kids' toys first, because that's where I go first. I have a little boy, he's six, and I always, when I'm approaching his room, I go in and I think, oh boy, this is going to be a few hours. I look through his toys first, and then I look for his clothes. So what I can offer you for a good tip is to look through the kids' toys first to determine what is used and not used, because children can accumulate a lot of clutter very quickly. My little boy has more toys now at 6 years old than I did my entire childhood, which is really, I'm ashamed to admit that, but I bet a lot of parents can relate. Sometimes it just scares me how much stuff he has. And I think, yeah, some of these things need to be donated or sold or just put away and stored for another time when he'll actually use it and appreciate it more. I was reading recently that the more clutter a child has around them, the less creative they can be. Limitation fosters creativity. So if there's tons of stuff in a kid's room, a lot of times they don't have room or space in their heads to be creative and imagine new things. So when it comes to getting rid of stuff in your children's room, I just want to note, please don't take away things without their consent. Remember that these little children, our little sweethearts, they love their space and they love what they have. And if they come home and their Transformer's gone or their favorite truck, they're definitely going to be sad. And they may not ever want to go to school again because they don't know what mommy's going to make disappear when they're away. So do it with your children. It may be a little hard and challenging, but when I do this with my son, he's actually happy. He likes to get rid of stuff because I always promise him a little something. I say, if we get rid of some things, I'll get you one new thing. And that usually works really well. Tip 7 is all about the kitchen. Oh my God, the kitchen. The kitchen is a space where we also need to declutter, especially when it comes to the things that we eat and drink. Clean out the fridge and drawers in the kitchen, wash it all down, check the dates on all food, especially spices, flour, mustard, ketchup, and other baking supplies and canned foods. All of this, even tea bags, medication, vitamins, over-the-counter drugs, all of this, because sometimes these things expire and we're eating and drinking things that are old and could potentially be not so great for our health. I have to tell you a funny story. I was recently having tea at my friend's house, and because I had just decluttered my kitchen the week before, it was on my mind. So when she was doing the dishes, I was feeling nosy. So I was sitting at the table and I took a peek at the tea box and I flipped it over because I wanted to see when this tea she was about to serve me expired. It expired in 2017. Oh my God, I remember seeing that date and I was horrified. And I tactfully told her, maybe we shouldn't drink this. And she was horrified too. And we laughed because she's a good friend, so it's all good. But the truth is, most of us forget expiration dates on things like tea and also flour, sugar, and spices. So that's one major thing to do in the kitchen to tidy it up and reduce clutter. Also, look at those drawers where we're storing things like spoons and things for baking that we use, knives, cutting boards, all of that. Do we really need 10 chopping boards? Do we really need 17 spoons? Do we really need 6 spatulas? Try to reduce the size and the amount of the things that you have in those drawers and save only the best and the best quality. Also makes it easier to cook when you're using things, the quality tools that are really the newest and the best. And tip 8 is the bathroom. Let's move into the bathroom. The bathroom, you know, it's a smaller space in my home, so I don't have a lot of storage in there. But one thing I find that I need to do regularly is to clean out the bathroom cabinet, because a lot of times when I'm looking in there, I find that I have shower gels and I have bath oils and cosmetics that are also, that have expired quite a while ago. And you think about like mascara and eyeshadows and all of these things, it's really recommended that we get rid of those things every 6 to 8 months, not using last year's eyeshadow. So it's important to think about reducing clutter by looking at expiration dates on your products, but also, do you really need to store 6 shower gels and 7 shampoos? A lot of us store a lot of stuff in the bathroom, but we really don't need to store it all in there. Perhaps we can put 1 thing in the bathroom and the other 6 in a storage closet out in the other room or in the kitchen if you have an extra pantry, but store the things out of the bathroom, maybe in a specific cabinet where you keep all your towels and things like that. It's just nice to be in a room where you don't have tons of stuff everywhere and all over the place. One of my friends does something that I find really interesting. She's a minimalist, and she doesn't like a lot of product packaging. And I thought, okay. So what she does is she takes her shampoo and her conditioner, and she has these bottles that she purchased from a store that is just recycled plastic bottles. And she puts her shampoo in these labelless white bottles with a black pump on top. And she puts her shampoo in one and her conditioner in the other. And then everything else is out of her shower. She only has that. And then she has a bar of soap and a simple cloth that she uses with her soap. And that's all she has in her shower. I mean, how many of us have showers that are that clean looking? A lot of us have like 30 products sitting in our shower at all time. You have 3 or 4 different bath gels, a couple of shampoos. I mean, it can be a mess, right? So maybe we all need to think a little bit more like our friend and just keep what you really need in the shower. And if you don't want a lot of visual noise, maybe you can just put your shampoo and your conditioner in containers that you use regularly. A lot of people are now using containers that they mount to the wall, so like a hotel, so you can pump out the soap, the shampoo, and the conditioner. It keeps everything streamlined, organized, and it looks really nice. Okay, let's move out of the bathroom now and let's go into the home office. This tip is also a bit quick because I wanted to think about the things that are address the pain points that most people come to me with when they're talking about the home office. The biggest problem that people have keeping a home office organized is they complain to me that they have too much paperwork and too many gadgets and cords. And it's a bit cord chaos. People tend to hoard cords. We think like we need to keep every electronic device that we ever have purchased along with all the cords that go with them. And it's better to not do that. It's best to really take an honest look at everything that you have. Do you need the 6 iPhones before the one that you already own? Do you need to keep all 6 of the others? Do you need to have the iPad if you already have a laptop and you're already using a desktop? Maybe you don't even use your iPad and you can sell it. And maybe you're using your phone most of all and you don't even need a laptop. You just need your phone and a computer on your desk. So think about, do you need all the gadgets that you have and do you need all the cords that go with them? Prevent all of this clutter in your office because it really helps. Try to prevent all the clutter in your office because it actually helps you to work better and smarter. And I like to take electronics that I no longer use or want, and I look at them and I clean them all off. And then I either sell them or I take them to a nearby recycling place where they will recycle, recycle electronics for you, and usually at no cost. So that's something to think about. Also with the cords, I just want to go back to that because one thing that I did with cords that really helped save my life, and I'm not being dramatic, is I took cords and I decided to put each cord into its own little plastic bag. And I label the plastic bag with what exactly that cord goes to so that when I need the cord to charge my headset or I need a cord to charge my laptop or I need a cord to charge an older electronic device that I haven't used in a few months, I know where to go. I open my desk drawer. In it are all the little bags organized in a little case, and I can read the bags and I see instantly what the cord goes to. And it's so good. It shaves off so much time from having to look through every cord to find the right one, the right match. And tip 10. Tip 10 is the entryway. And this is the space that, remember, we see the first when we walk in and the last when we walk out. So it's a space that really does need to be organized. Look at the space and think of new ways to actually organize things there. Do you have a specific place for winter gloves, hats, and scarves? Do you have a place for sunglasses, umbrellas, handbags? Do you really need 20 pairs of sneakers laying there and 10 pairs of boots, or can you store them? or maybe donate some. You know, I just reorganized my entry last weekend, and I couldn't believe how much time I saved this morning. And this is a true story. This just happened. I was late this morning running to catch the train, and I needed my gloves and my sunglasses. Normally, it would have taken me 5 minutes to find these things, but today, because my gloves are all in a bin in my storage cabinet, and my glasses are on the shelf in the same cabinet laid out on a tray, I was out of the house in 30 seconds, and I caught my train on time. So good organization decreases stress levels enormously. So I hope in these 10 tips, you can take something valuable away. I'm sure you will, actually. And I would love to hear what you've applied. So if you've listened to this podcast and you've been inspired to tidy up your home for spring, please contact me through my Instagram, which is at Holly Magazine, no E at the end of magazine, and send me a picture of your cleaned up space. I would love to see it, and maybe I can share it with my audience and show off your great new space. Also, I want to end this podcast with a really encouraging thought, and it comes from the guru, the master, I guess you can say in modern times, of organization. It's Marie Kondo. She's the author of The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up. And this is what she says: keep only those things that speak to your heart, then take the plunge and discard all the rest. By doing this, you can reset your life and embark on a new lifestyle. So this has been Holly Becker with Hello Holly. I hope you've enjoyed today's podcast. If you like it, please share it with your friends and leave a comment on iTunes. I'd love to see what you think, and also leave a star rating. That would be fantastic. Thank you and have fun tidying up. Bye. Thank you for listening. If you'd like to hear more about what drives creatives behind the things we love, follow my podcast. There'll be a new podcast every 2 weeks. Please like the podcast in the Apple Podcast app so more people will find this. And I'd love if you'd share it on Instagram at Holly Magazine. I'd really appreciate it. I'd also love your feedback. Please email me at holly@holly-magazine.de. And you can write to me in English or German. I'm really excited to see what you have to say. And also, if you'd love to be a guest, email me as well. Thank you for listening again, and have a nice day.
Audio Now.